Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you here today. Susana Cortina with me this morning. Susana is an attorney here in Lancaster, and we have a few questions for you this morning. First, what is child maltreatment?
Well, there are numerous forms of child maltreatment. There's physical, emotional abuse. There could be neglect or sexual abuse. But really, it is any recent act or failure to act on the part of the parent or the caregiver. It could result in death, physical injury, emotional harm. And then there's also the side of it that failure to act in the best interest of a child who is undergoing serious harm. They're all different forms of child maltreatment. So as a pediatric nurse practitioner and someone who's just really invested in advocating for children in the Lancaster County, I serve as a member of CASE, and I know that you're very familiar with CASE, Hector.
Definitely.
But we're the Campaign Against Sexual Exploitation of Children, and the task force, the goal of it is to provide tools and resources to communities, families, and children within the community. And the goal is to really minimize the risk and encourage the preventative behaviors that can occur within the Lancaster community.
And when you say tools, can you tell us some of the tools?
Sure. If you go to the website, there are a whole... Sorry, I don't know if this is a bad connection. If you go on the website of countylancasterpa.us, there are numerous resources that can help the people out in the community. So education, signs of abuse, there's the to report child abuse, the phone number is listed on there, mm-hmm. which is, just so everyone knows, 1-800-932-0313. And another resource that is so important, because it's a big problem in Lancaster, mm-hmm. is national human trafficking. Mm-hmm. So the hotline for that, if anyone would ever see anything, I know of a coworker that just recognized that it was like a gas station was being used, like women were just going in and out. And it's just that if you would notice anything like that, the hotline to call would be 1-888-373-7888.
Kristen, can you repeat the number, please?
Yeah, please.
Yes, absolutely. So the National Human Trafficking Hotline is 1-888-373-7888.
Thank you.
Okay, Kristen, how we know that a person is probably being victim of sexual trafficking? There's any sign? There's something that we can probably, by going to a place, say, well, I think this person has been, you know, victim of sexual abuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, and I wish it wasn't a problem here in Lancaster, but it definitely is. Mm-hmm. There's been so in primary care, there's bruises in abnormal places. They might say that they have a boyfriend who's a lot older than them. The most common place for these victims to be picked up by pimps is actually social media. So anyone who's talking to someone who's out of their age range or, for example, I've had patients who've been talking to men that are at least 20 years older than them on social media. So you just, as parents, you need to be, we need to watch our children. So it's usually someone that the risk factors for these patients are someone that could have been sexually abused, patients who are in the foster care community, runaways.
So you're saying those are more likely to be candidates because they're already sort of scarred or limited because of trauma they've encountered. Is that what you're
Absolutely.
Okay. And can I ask you something else? So when you say, you said primary care bruises in abnormal places, mm-hmm. So can you explain?
Sure. So anytime there could be, like abrasions, like, rug burn on their back, there could be ligament marks on their wrist, on their ankles. Yeah, and you'd actually be surprised that victims, they're not necessarily the promiscuous type. It's usually they target women who are, or, you know, children. The most common age for victims of entering sex trafficking is 14 to 16 years of age. So these adolescents usually look like the ones that are more conservative, not necessarily the ones that are going out, like dressing promiscuous.
Hmm.
Yeah, usually they're lured by traffickers when there's someone that's acting like a boyfriend and they're giving them extra attention. And the pimps are incredibly smart and strategic with how they choose the females, so they watch them for a prolonged period of time. And
so it's like a robbery. They're planning who's a likely candidate, how can I persuade her, studying them so that they know how to approach it, is what you're saying. So this is a well thought out crime.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and everyone in Lancaster, we just need to be the solution and notice when it's happening for parents in the healthcare setting. And the Lancaster County District Attorney's Office is working on creating a county task force because, as I said, it's a huge problem in Lancaster.
And does it cover from all, I mean, include, so that includes Latinos, from other, all kinds of people, or is there one group that's targeted more than another?
Yeah, so people think that it's more of a international problem and that it doesn't happen here, but absolutely, it could be Latino children, it could be Caucasian, it could be African-American, it could be any, any socioeconomic status as well.
Also, and really, not just poor people, okay.
Yeah, and absolutely. Affluent, absolutely. And it occurs in common places, too. So it could be at hotels. One of the big places is truck stops.
Is what? I'm sorry?
Is truck stops.
Oh,
Okay. Yes, las paradas de camiones es un lugar muy frecuente cuando se ve este tipo de acto de tráfico sexual. Now, Christine, You mentioned social media. Social media definitely, have a big role on all this. There's any way that us as a parent can probably prevent to that to happen or
to prevent it from happening?
You know, like teaching your children what to?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing in primary care that I always educate patients on during part of their anticipatory guidance is really that they don't talk to anyone if you don't know who they are on the other side. Someone could pretend to be a 14, 15-year-old child that they think they're talking to, but it could be a 35-year-old male. So social media is really scary because you never know, who's there. And then for parents, with, everyone having their own iPhones, they need to routinely be checking their child's, phones. That's part of parenting. It's a safety thing. It's not that you are going against their trust or their privacy. It's to protect your children.
Yeah, so but that's a thorny one, in the sense, and I'm glad you point that out, because they're going to resist it because they think it's their privacy. But you're right. That's what the other folks are counting off, the predators.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly what they're counting
off. Yeah, absolutely. That, that the adolescent is enjoying the special attention from someone,
sure.
And, someone who's older, and it's definitely, and coming right after social media as the luring of victims is home neighborhoods. So it's not something that's just social media. Home neighborhoods, it could be for older individuals, clubs and bars, but then there's, after the internet, there's also school. So it's really can be learned anywhere.
What do you mean schools and the internet? So they could target, but I guess I don't understand what that means.
So two separate things. So beyond the internet, it could also be in the academic setting where they're being recruited.
By teachers?
It could be anyone.
It could be anyone. It could be. So you're saying the school is not a place where one can automatically assume that that will not happen. It could happen. It could happen anywhere, but you're saying that's another venue.
It can happen anywhere. Got it. Yeah, and one of the from a while ago, I went to a presentation, and there was a woman who is now a nurse practitioner, and she was talking about her experience of being a victim of sex trafficking. And the thing that stood out to me the most is that the fear of talking to healthcare providers. Sex traffickers, they're kind of almost these victims are, they're trained to have the mentality of fearing healthcare providers, of fearing police.
Because something will happen to them if they say something, or no one's going to believe them, or that sort of story?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. All of those things. And if there is anyone who's listening right now that is a victim, please just know that we are here to help you. As of December 2018, Pennsylvania passed legislation that minors cannot be prosecuted for prostitution. So,
awesome.
Yeah, which is amazing. I mean, need that type of legislation.
Yes,
we need
desperately.
These individuals to come forward, and know that there are people that are here to help them and care about them.
So we have to educate as much the parents and all of us,
Kristen,
as much as the children.
Kristen, one of probably worries of us as a parent is that our children's or young had more knowledge about technology than us.
Yeah.
So there's any program around the county that help the parents to get a better knowledge of the social media, technology, computers, phones.
Case put out we had some program going on that was just all about checking and but the hardest thing with social media is that students learn it within the schools, or not social media, but the internet, all the technology, they learn it within the schools now as well on iPads. So it's just that as parents, we have to make an honest attempt to learn the new of the new and have conversations with our children at the dinner table, talk to them openly, find out what they're doing within their friends, find out what technology they're using, have them teach us as much as we can. But we just have to be mindful that this is a possibility that our children or our children's friends are being exposed to this, and really promote education and communication.
So I think what you're saying truly is that we really have no choice. The technology has allowed predators to go where they have not gone before. And if we don't learn it and we don't become a lot more like in their face, these things are likely to happen.
Absolutely.
Darn.
Okay. Kristen, there's any way, I know the answer of the question, there's any opportunity that probably the DA office and the case campaign offer some type of workshop on probably some places in our community on Spanish?
I think that would be absolutely wonderful. Not that I'm aware of, but I think that would be something that would be extremely beneficial. Mm-hmm. And the next task force meeting, I think that's an area for us to target.
Okay. And we as an organization has the place, I think, Susana?
Yeah.
As an organization, we have the place. We just need somebody from CASE or from other organizations to come and probably do those workshops.
And we have interpreters. We have people who can be interpreters. We can translate. Let me ask you this. All the information that you say you have on the web, is that also just in English?
I believe even if it is just in English, we can go ahead and you could switch your browser to switch everything to Spanish.
Yeah, but that doesn't always work perfectly. Yeah. Let me just say
we
that.
Maybe some words that probably
yeah.
won't.
Yeah, but yes, yes.
But you can do
okay.
it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good tool.
Yeah.
It's a good tool.
Okay, but you think maybe
so
like...
at the bottom it says translate mm-hmm. this site. So okay. I believe that you can have the whole site switched, not over just through the internet.
Okay. It says translate in English or in other languages also?
It translates into other languages.
No, I know, but that's not that statement that you can translate. Is it in
Oh, you're right. It is in English.
So maybe you could just add something that says, hay traducción en español, click here.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. That would be simple.
I think that's a great idea. And, Case Task Force, we will go together and go out into the community.
Kristen, again, what will be the website where our community can go and get some information from Case and the phone number to call? This is very confidential hotline, right? The phone number that you are offering to us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the child abuse hotline.
Mm-hmm. Which yep. is?
So if
this one?
Yeah, so if you go to https co.lancaster.pa.us, you could actually, so /714/have-case-come-2-u, and that's a way that you can request us, someone from the task force, to go out into the community and offer education.
Kristen, thank you so much.
Valuable information
Absolutely.
For us.
Absolutely.
For everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and I hope everyone has a great day and stays nice and... in this heat right now.
Yes.
And thank you for your work.
Thank you so much.
I am sure you're making the world, you and whoever's working on this, making a world of difference. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
great
you
team.
So much.
Thank you for doing this.
Thanks
Have
so
a great
much.
Day.
You too.
Bye-bye.